A word for you from the book of Isaiah chapter 63, and we read from the first verse. Who is this who comes from Edom, in crimson garments from Bozrah? He who is splendid in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. It is I, speaking in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red, and your garments like his who tread in the winepress? I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the peoples no one was with me. I trod them in my anger, and trampled them down in my wrath. Their blood, lifeblood splattered on my garments, and stained all my apparel. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption had come. I looked, but there was no one to help. I was appalled, but there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought me salvation, and my wrath upheld me. Now this is how God sees what happened in Calvary. Very often we think of the blood of Christ that was shed for our life. But there was also a battle. There was also a fight that was fought. Begunem pibagiti, uJesu usesiphambanweni. Yebo, wasithethela igazi lakhe ukuze sikwazi ukusithethelela izono zethu zingathethelelwa. Yes, we sins. Our sins can be forgiven for what was done on the cross. But there's also another side. Khona futhi ingxenye. UNkulunkulu asichazelela, which God has explained to us here. It showed what was in his heart when he went to the cross. He had love for us. He shed his blood for us. But he also trampled on his enemies. And he said, I have trodden the winepress alone, and from the people there was no one with me. And he says, their lifeblood spattered on my garments and stained all my apparel. For the day of vengeance was in my heart, and there was no one to help him. Now, what God has done, can only God can do, and nobody can do it after him. But he wants us to take after him, to live as he has done, and that is to fight the good fight of faith and overcome, that there won't be any failure, that there won't be any defeat against the enemy.